Welcome to the media broadcast of His Vision Ministries. Pastor Shane has a strong desire to encourage people to stay in the Word of God on a daily basis. Pastor Shane prays that you are fed by the messages contained in these daily nuggets. These messages are intended to bring daily life application, hope, and encouragement.
Good Friday, this is Pastor Shane with His Vision Ministries, and I pray that you have had a blessed day. And today we're going to speak on this subject of hope again. And the Bible says, "And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God, your whole spirit, and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the Lord coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 23. And so, you know, God's ultimate goal is not merely partial healing. It is the restoration of wholeness. And He desires to mend every aspect of our being, body, soul, and spirit. His peace is not simply a momentary relief from pain. It's a comprehensive renewal that occurs from the inside out. The same God who is capable of healing broken bones is also fully able to mend fractured minds and rejuvenate faltering faith. Wholeness encompasses more than just absence of pain. It signifies the presence of purpose in our lives. You know, when His peace fills the cracks and voids within us, you know what happens? We discover a stability that external circumstances cannot easily shake. You know, the God of peace actively works through His Word, His Spirit, and His people to guide us toward complete wholeness. This journey, it's transformative. It's leading us to a fuller understanding of our identity in Him. Listen, if you've traversed the valleys of illness, grief, brokenness, I want you to remember this, friend. The process you have endured was never meaningless. The scars you carry are not indicators of defeat, but guess what? Rather marks of grace that really tell a story of survival and restoration. You know, in Christ, friend, your narrative does not conclude with pain. Instead, it culminates in peace and wholeness that transcends understanding. And so I want to pray for you today. God of peace, I want to thank you for your healing that reaches every part of us. Lord, make us whole, not just healed, but holy. Fill the empty spaces with your presence, and let my restored life bring you glory. It's in Jesus' sweet and holy name I pray. Amen. Friend, I know so many of you are going through so many things in life right now. And I talk to people every single day that are just really dealing with some things. And so I hope this series this week, if you miss some of these, go back and listen to the other nuggets. Or watch the other nuggets, however you get these, whatever podcast, or if you get them on video. Just, I hope that this has been encouraging to you. I'm getting ready to go into a little bit of a sabbatical over the next week. I'm still going to be, those of you from church, don't worry, I'm going to be at church. But it's going to be a time of reflection for me to really pause through the week and spend some time really seeking God and His will. And that's something I do every year in the fall, and then I do it in the spring as well for a couple weeks. I love every one of you. I pray you have a blessed weekend, and Lord willing, we'll see you again next week. May the Lord bless you and keep you. God bless.
We thank you for joining us today. Visit us online at isvision.org. Text the word SAVE to the number 80123 and hit send to learn how to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. May God bless you.